This is Monica Packer from About Progress, and you are listening to The Messy Middle, a monthly series where I share some of my own messy middle so you can see what progress looks like for a real woman in real time. Hello, hello. I am so looking forward to spending this time with you and appreciate that you're willing to give me the space to share about my own life here on the podcast that is not about me. So I hope what this can do is inspire you on just what like life can look like to be in the messy middle and just trying. I always like to start these episodes with a what's happening segment where I tell you what's going on in the Packer household. The forefront of all of our minds is this pregnancy. I am 33 and a half weeks pregnant, definitely counting the half weeks, and also in a semi-panic for how little time we have to prepare for this baby. I feel so behind. We recently had to like come to grips with that. Oh my goodness, we don't have a crib or a rocker or a changing table and lots of other things. We do have like a car seat and things like that because I kept some things for my last baby. But I am in the process of looking into that. I went to a consignment store today and got a little rocker for them to be in. As of tonight, I have put in some official like inquiries to getting a used crib and a rocker off Facebook Marketplace. So we are getting there. But I'm feeling pretty good, just very pregnant and very old. This is a geriatric pregnancy and I'm feeling it, friends. And my body is feeling it in different ways too. Like I feel like my belly has never been bigger than other pregnancies. I'm worried this is going to be a very big baby. I've got swollen legs a lot, but compression leggings help a ton. And just still feel icky, but not like nauseous like I was before, so I'll take it. But that's kind of what's going on in terms of the pregnancy. People are very kind to ask about that. We are really excited and also, you know, very realistic about it. I tend to always be pretty realistic going into having a kid. So I'm always just like, yep, this is what I expected, or it's better than what I expected. As part of what's been happening around here professionally, I have been working on preparing for my maternity leave. Now, don't worry, the podcast is not going anywhere. So when I say preparing for maternity leave, what I mean is I've been spending all of fall preparing to take 4 months off from interviewing, editing, producing episodes. And that means you're going to have them and they're still going to be twice a week. But it also has entailed a ton of time and I still have a ton more to go. So I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed, to be very honest. But I'm slowly cracking away at it and just trying my best to just take it one thing at a time. And I'm really excited about what we've got in store for you. Also, what's happening? Let's go into some highs and lows. We were able to go back to our old stomping grounds of Northern California for Thanksgiving. We drove out there and were in my in-laws' home, and my kids love being there. And it's nice that they can play almost year-round in their backyard, which they spend a lot of time in their wonderful treehouse and in their fairy gardens. And we also got to visit some places that we loved to visit when we lived there. So we went to San Francisco one day, and that's the high for me. We got some sourdough bread from Bodine's Bakery. We went to the 16th Street Tiled Steps. It's just like this huge series of flight of outdoor steps that have mosaic tiles on it. It's really beautiful. And you got to go higher than the mosaic steps and climb up a little bit more to get this great view of the city. And then we went to the top of, it's Yerba Buena Park, and it's on top of a building just for some cool slides. And it was only just a couple hours, and it was so easy because there was like no traffic, not a lot of people there. And it was just a great, great day to have adventures as a family. And when we were sitting at the top of our view, I had the kids and also on the bench next to me, and we talked about, you know, we've worked really hard as a family to have a lot of fun and adventures this year and to make a lot of memories. And we're about to have another child and things might have to look different, but what are some of your ideas on how we can still make time and memories as a family, even if we can't go on adventures as much outside of the home for a while. And they all had great ideas. And it was kind of like a nice way for us to renew our effort to be there for each other. Also, what's happening? Let's share a low. The low for me is just the series of bad luck that my little four-year-old has had, starting with a really smashed finger. We've had smashed fingers that have taken us to urgent care before, but this one was like really disgusting smashed. Like as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, we're going right to the children's ER. And Brad was luckily home and was able to help me. So like I was able to be in the back while Brad drove us there, and we were in the ER all day because they are overrun with so much sickness. So take care of your little ones, my friends. But really smashed finger. He was, you know, able to get sedated and to get it fixed. Luckily did not like need like an official like operation and stuff, but it's been a big healing. Like I've been surprised about how much worse it's been. In addition to that, on our trip, like a week later, he got a black eye from running into this metal sign at a park, like super bad black eye. And then the morning of us leaving, he came out of his room and threw up. So he's just had a series of bad luck, and he's such a, he's had kind of a life like that with his health, and he's our most accident prone child, but he's a lot of fun and I'm glad for that, but I felt really bad for him. So those are the highs and lows I want to share from November. Now let's go on to giving you a DSL update. In this segment, I share where I'm at with my own do something list for the year. Last month, I told you that I was putting two things back on my DSL, and I was surprised of these two things. I didn't expect to be able to do them. One was to play the flute at church, and the second was to go skiing. So last Sunday, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, I was able to play the flute for a church meeting for my parents who are actually leaving on a mission for my faith. They're going to go back east to Washington, D.C. for a year and a half. And I was intimidated by the song. My mom wanted me to accompany my sister, who's a beautiful singer, and playing, and with my sister-in-law playing the piano. And it was a stretch for me, and I was really nervous. And but it gave me like a push, to prioritize practicing, which I have not in like 2 years, basically. And in the end, I was just, it felt really good. It felt good to have music be a part of my life again in that way and to perform. And it's making me think a bit ahead of my coming DSL list this year for 2023 and thinking about how I can prioritize playing the flute more as part of that DSL in like an explorative and fun way for me. And I get to do it one more time for my congregation. We're going to be playing some like Messiah music. So I get to do that with another flutist in my congregation. So there's that update. The next one is skiing. Just as a heads up, don't worry. My doctor is okay with it. We took really good precautions. The primary one being not going on a busy day at all. And the second primary one being like we're on a bunny slope. I took my daughter on Monday. It was my first time skiing in 16 years. I took her to just get used to being outdoors in the cold, wet, and doing something really hard with her body. And my daughter's on the spectrum and she has a full lesson, ski lesson planned for later in the week. And I'm like, I want to make sure that this lesson isn't her, like a full day outside like that isn't her first experience of trying to learn how to ski. And I was really proud of her because it was really hard for her, but she had such an amazing attitude in ways that are like show a lot of growth for her. And, you know, we had one moment where I had forgotten to put the band around her. I had gotten a little cocky because like us going on like another part of a hill went so well that I'm like, oh, we can go on the green one and she can just hold on to my poles and I don't need to put this. It's like really a packing strap that to like lift heavy furniture. I was like, I don't think I need to put that around her. Right away, she like broke free from the ski poles and went sailing down the hill. Luckily, decided to fall pretty quickly, but it took us 15 minutes to get her skis back on and mine too after that. But beyond that, it was really great. And she persevered and she left happy and I left happy. And I'm telling you, I woke up that morning at 3:30 in the morning because I was so overwhelmed with all that needs to be done in preparation for this baby, with work and worrying about how that day was going to go for her. And we both left feeling more confident and happy. And, you know, I don't know if we can technically count that I went skiing because I basically went at the pace of a gentle walk down that hill in just a few times, but we're going to count it. And I'm so glad that it's working, because if you've been listening to past Messy Middle episodes, you know that I was like, this is the year our family's going to get into skiing. We bought all the stuff. And then I suddenly was like, what the heck did I just do? But having that just a couple hours on the mountain with my daughter helped me think like, okay, we're going to be fine. And this is all going to be worth it. And I'm excited. Okay, that was a DSL update of what I've done. What I'm going to commit to in December is really simple. I just want to learn one new piano piece. On my DSL originally, I put learn 6 new piano pieces. I've learned 2 this year. I had lowered the number to just a few. So I'm going to add one more. That's what I am committed to. Next up, let's do Make It a Habit. This is where I share about a habit that is going well and a habit that's not going so well. What's going well is that overall, besides some random bouts of insomnia and just, you know, general, like waking up a lot because you're pregnant, I'm better committed to going to bed earlier in the night, which has really been great. This leads me to, though, a habit that I do not want and I want to work on, and that's falling asleep on the couch. I'm just so exhausted, and so is Brad. And we try to watch a show together, but we both fall asleep pretty early on. So that's the habit I want to shift. And one of the ways that I'm going to help with that is make sure I've gotten ready before we sit down for our show. So that way, it's not like going to take a crazy amount of energy for me to get up and get ready for bed, because I'm almost all the way ready besides brushing my teeth. That's the Make It a Habit segment. Let's go next to what I am loving lately. I just want to share one thing with you. I'll have to back this up though by saying years ago, I shared about a Shark steam mop that was like $60 on Instagram stories. And I very rarely share links like to Amazon or like big companies. That was like the only time I actually ever made money off of Amazon. And don't worry, it was still low, like $30. But it was just because so many people went and bought it too and have loved it. Now ours broke, because we have a lot of amazing steam moppers in our home, meaning little kids who can be quite vigorous with it. And the handle basically broke off. Tried to duct tape it. We tried to make it work for several months until finally I had to own this handle that is flip-flopping side to side when you have to pump with a handle is not working anymore. So I bought a new steam mop. By the way, the reason why I love the steam is because it dries right away, which is really great. Can't use it on LVP though. That you can't use on that type of flooring, just so you know. So I wanted a steam mop, wanted it to be affordable, so I got a Shark steam mop. But here's the thing. I didn't get the same one. I got one that has rotating heads at the bottom. So on these heads, you have two, I'm like losing my words. You have two mats, I guess, that are washable, and it's both of these circles spin. So as you're mopping, it's like getting even cleaner. So a Shark rotating steam spin mop, I guess you could say. And I also got another like first actual mop of our marriage, because I've either washed by hand or done steam mop for my LVP flooring, which we have in the basement and in our addition too. So I'll let you know how that one goes. Haven't tried it yet. And those floors are in desperate need of a wash. But for now, let's say yes to the Shark steam mop I got that has rotating heads. And finally, let's move to On My Mind. I've already alluded to this. Just on my mind is just the baby. I am, you know, I've always been a pretty big realist when it comes into adding a baby to the family, and even leaning to the side of fear. And, you know, it's okay. This is how I do it. I get really real about it. I get really scared ahead of time. I work through it. And then when it happens, I'm like, fine. So I'm hoping that's how it will be. But I'm trying to still prepare myself in ways that are more hope-driven, and especially with like meditation as I'm preparing for birth. If you are new around here and didn't listen to the podcast 4.5 years ago, then you may not know that my births are really fast and really intense. and I don't have time for anything. So I have to prepare myself mentally even more than anything else. And that's what I've been working on just with this like hypnobirthing app, which I typically don't have time for a lot of hypnobirthing, but it did help me with my last one in some ways. So anyway, I'm doing that. And I'm also trying to just visualize holding this baby and just soaking him in. And that's really carrying me through because this will be my final baby. And, you know, one geriatric pregnancy is enough for me. And I just want to embrace every moment with this child. And not every moment, let's not go to all or nothing, right? But I really want to embrace this season. And I know all the work that we've been doing this fall will help me do that. And I'm really eager to soak it all in. And I'm excited for my kids to have this experience, especially my four-year-old who wants to name him Broccoli right now. That's what's on my mind, my friends. Now, before I sign off, just a few things. December, I have the last couple years taken off half the month. So you can expect the last 2 weeks of December for the show to just be silent, and we'll start back up again in the middle or the beginning of January, rather. Another thing to note is I am going to be teaching a DSL workshop for free January 4th, I believe. I haven't totally finalized the date and time, but it's going to be your time and space to come. I'm going to give you a guide, and then it's a workshop. So I am going to literally give you time and space to write in your guide. And by the end of it, you'll have your do something list for 2023. And you'll be able to sign up for that soon. But to be in the know, get on the Go-Getter newsletter at aboutprogress.com/go-getter. I think that's it for all the announcements. I'm just so glad you're here. I'm so glad that you've been listening to the podcast. And I would so appreciate if you could continue listening and sharing about the show. That really matters to me. This is where I'll say goodbye and wish you well as you lean into your own messy middle today.